Happy Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving Day here. It's 8:30 at night in the evening of Thanksgiving, and it'll be 10:30 in the morning at home, so y'all will be getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner. I can imagine now I can see Mother cooking the turkey and getting all the trimmings set. I know you'll have a lot of people at the house and wish I could be there and visit with everyone, see Grandpa and all the kinfolks and everybody. Received a letter from Jess yesterday and enjoyed it very much, and I'm sure that you'll get to see him through the holidays. And Sherry will be home, and I know she'll listen to this after she comes back again. And I'm sure that y'all enjoyed having her there and having a big day. I don't want you to feel that I was left out or didn't have a happy Thanksgiving, for we had turkey and trimmings, and everything was quiet and peaceful around here. And it was just better than one would expect for a day like this. We didn't have time off, although they fixed the service club over here up, and we had coffee and cake this morning, and we could all take off a few minutes and go over and drink some coffee and eat some cake and relax a little bit, which we enjoyed and helped us get away from the office. This being the first tape I've sent, I'll try to explain a little bit about how my tour has gone so far, where I've been, and the circumstances when I came over. As you know, I was in Fort Lewis for a few days, and then we flew on to Japan. If you hear some funny noises while I'm talking on this, as it was just happening, the helicopters, the gunships are working out outside the green line, and if you hear any booms, it'll be the artillery without going round, so don't worry about them, because we've become used to them. I don't think firecrackers on the 4th of July to keep me awake anymore after hearing these artillery rounds go out. But now, where was I? We stayed in Fort Lewis for a few days, and then we went to Cameron. And before we got to Cameron, we landed in Alaska. It was at night, and we didn't get to see much. We landed in Japan. It was early morning. It became light while we were there, and we were able to see a little bit of the country as we were flying out. It looked very pretty. Then we came on into Cameron Bay, which is probably the most secure place in Vietnam. I was there for approximately one day before going to An K. Cameron is kind of like out on an island. It is very hot and sandy, and the temperatures there get pretty warm, I think, the year round. We went on to An K, then we went up. I was there for about a day and a half. Then I went on up north to Camp Evans, where I went through the division training school, which was a five-day course that they teach you how to rappel out of choppers, and you go through some maneuvers. And in case you ever need to use these traits while you're over here. But my office was also located at Camp Evans, as you know, so I stayed at Camp Evans after DTC instead of going back to An K. The fellows that came over with me, three of them went to Chui Lai to Jess's old division, the AmeriCal division, and the rest of them all came to the cab. And there was three of us that are in the same office. The rest are all in the rear at An K, working in offices down there. So we were fortunate that we were all able to be with someone that we came over with, and this is what we were trying for. Instead of all of us stay together, there were so many of us. We were just hoping some of us could be together. But then we were at Camp Evans for quite a while. When we first there, the living conditions were very deplorable, as we had tents with dirt floors and not what we'd expected, I don't believe. I think we were expecting a little too much. But then, after the typhoon, they had the Seabees come in and build us permanent buildings, and so all was well. The terrain around there and the scenery, the mountains were to one side and the Gulf of Tonkin to the other. It wasn't too green, as the mountains were quite a ways off, and the camp itself was built on a sand hill pretty well. But it was a very secure place, as the choppers flew the flat area around the camp constantly, and it was very hard for the enemy to get in. And then on October 26th came the word of our big move. It was a surprise to, I think, all in the division, from the general on down. And 3 days later, I was at Phuc Vinh. We didn't know where we were going at first, or why we were going, or anything. We knew that some big things had been happening at the peace talks at this time. Of course, we all had expectations that maybe they were pulling us out or moving us around a little bit, but we really didn't know. We just guessed a lot and had a lot of hopes and wonders. And really, until we got here, we didn't know what to expect. So, but after we did get here, the place is much nicer than Camp Evans. There's a lot more trees and grass. The buildings are much, much better. They're a cement-type building. They're very permanent. They were built by the French when they were over here. And so our living conditions here are much better than they were up north. There's a little more enemy contact here at this time, as Camp Evans was becoming more secure all the time while we were there. And this is one of the reasons we were pulled out, because the enemy was no longer a big threat in that area. And then we were pulled down here. We have had some mortar and rocket attacks, as Dad wrote he had read in the paper. But they have got them pretty well under control, and we haven't had any for a few days now. So it looks like things will be much better from here on out. We're not far from Saigon, only about 40 miles. And two guys I went to school with in ACC are at Saigon and in the Saigon area. And I hope to be able to go see them very soon. I was really disappointed that I didn't get to see Ronnie Miller or Gary Sneed while I was up north. I had tried to call Gary one night, but it was phone communications over here is very bad. But I never could get through to him. I could have if I'd had more time, but I just was able to try that one night, so I didn't get a hold of him. I plan on trying to call him from here, but I really doubt that I can get a hold of him, so I'll just have to write him. But I do hope to get to Saigon and see the other two fellows that I went to school with and visit with them a while. We're in contact with letters now, and one of their addresses I got when Mother sent the ACC paper with the alumni information in it. So I really appreciate these papers, because it helps me get in contact with people that I want to know over here and know where they are. And some of them, y'all won't know their names, but when I see them, I recognize them and I can write them. I receive a lot of letters from people back in the States, and I really appreciate all of them. Sometimes I get a little behind on my letter writing, so y'all kind of cover for me if people don't get letters when it's right after they write me. I try to keep letters answered, but sometimes it's just very hard. I've also received several packages, one from the Mims, Lyndon and Sherry, and Jim and Carolyn, and all of these, and I appreciate these very much, because the things they send, we can't get over here. And I guess opening these is more fun than opening any Christmas presents I ever received, because we need the stuff, and when we get it, we're not used to having it, so we really appreciate it. And if there is something in there that I don't care for, I don't want people to stop sending it, because the rest of the guys, somebody wants it and somebody will use it. But we do appreciate all the packages that we receive over here. We have been getting a few packages in from different places in the States that send packages to Vietnam, to the boys in this area, and addressed to no certain person, and we get a certain allocation of these. And we do, of course, we appreciate all of these, and all the folks do. From the word we get, it sounds like the peace talks are moving along very well. I guess this is the main subject around here, what's going on in Paris. But we see Saigon has agreed to meet, and so therefore we hope that things will be much better very soon. The bombing halt, several people that have written me have asked, what effect has the bombing halt had in your area? It has had none here that we can tell. I don't know that much about it, because I'm not out in the field. A lot of my friends are out in the field, and I talk to them, and they have their views on it. But in this southern area, the bombing halt will not cause that much of a difference at this time. If we were still at Camp Evans, we would probably have to bear some of the blow that is going on up there. But we really doubt if they'll pull us back up, because they have enough troops in the area to hold the situation down. But as far as if it's helped, I don't know. I know that the people out in the field talk about the way the war is going and the enemy has lost a lot of their fighting spirit that they had several months ago. They are hard to engage, and they run a lot, and they try to stay hid a lot. And the NVA, even, which is a well-organized force, has become more and more using Viet Cong tactics in their approaches. So as far as on the ground, I think America and South Vietnam has definitely won the war on the ground. They can't meet us on the battlefield. They can only harass and bother us. And so if we can win in Paris, well, maybe we'll all be home soon. Of course, Christmas is coming on, and we want to wish all a Merry Christmas. I will definitely get some more tapes off to you before this season. But we will miss being home. But also we'll look forward to next year when we are home, and it'll even be a better Christmas. I think this tape, just a second, it has a little bit to go, yeah. This tape may sound kind of skippy because I've been trying to make one, and every time I get it started, I don't like it. But I'm going to make this one and send it, and maybe my next one will be better. If there's any questions y'all want me to answer, just let me know, and I will include them in my next tape. I did receive the two tapes you sent. They were very hard to listen to. Maybe they need to talk a little louder in the mics when they're speaking. You may have to do that on this one. I don't know. We'll just have to practice and try. But I did get to listen to them, and I enjoyed them very much. Dad had sent some music on one of the tapes, but I'd rather hear y'all's talking because we do get popular music and up-to-date music over here. There's even TV in the area. There's only one set here at the camp. It's in a service club, and we only get to sit at Glances. But we're trying to buy us a TV set in Saigon. There's about 20 of us chipping in and going to try to buy one. But we do get popular music on the radio. We get all the current news that I think goes on. We can't really tell because we get flash bulletins all the time, and we get news over the radio regularly. A lot of the situations back in the States, we don't know for sure because the news doesn't fill us in that much. And even the presidential elections, we don't know for sure what the feeling was in the States, but it definitely was a close race and one worth watching. And we had direct coverage for that, and it was straight from the States, so we didn't have to know what the outcome was and then listen to the results. We got to enjoy the thrill and the excitement of the entire returns along with everyone else. We also get on the radio the big ball games. The World Series was sent to us direct. A lot of our football games are sent over that are taped, and we know the scores and a lot of the things that went on before we get them. But we do get the football games so we can listen to the big ones. Of course, everyone over here keeps up with all the football teams, and that's kind of a pastime, and we really enjoy that. I think this is... I can't tell if the tape is that over or not. I don't know. I'm just making tape. I'm in the office right now. It's after work, and there's people still around here writing letters, so if you hear any other people talking, that's who it is. And our location here is north of Saigon. I'm not sure. I think I've written you northwest, northeast, and north. We're about 40 miles straight north of Saigon. The division range is to the west, to the Cambodian border. The closest outpost we have, I believe, to the Cambodian border is 1 mile. I'm not sure of this. We could have some right on it. We don't know for sure, but the division covers a very large area.